Turn with us to Philippians, the fourth chapter. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Praise God. Oh, Philippians is a tremendous portion of God's, all of God's word is good. For the sake of time, I'll not read the whole fourth chapter, but we are going to make several references to key verses here in the fourth chapter of Philippians. Actually, I felt this title, and it kind of worked through and talking about it and thinking about it, five keys to do all things through Christ. I'm going to sneak a sixth one in, though. I was glad, just going through that chapter real quickly, sitting there a moment ago, and I saw a sixth one there. And we'll see if we can get that one in tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Lord, I thank you for the word tonight. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And thank you for the anointing of God in the ministry of the word. Amen. Let's pray for Mama Cruz tonight. Let's pray. That slipped by me here a minute ago. Father, we just ask you to touch this precious lady now. And Lord, I just thank you that as you've given her a miracle in her eyes, now that you give her a miracle where it's needed in the rest of her body, we just thank you right now that, again, you send your word and you heal in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Philippians, the fourth chapter, is a very awesome chapter, if for no other reason, but for two verses that we're all very familiar with. So I'll read one of those verses just in beginning tonight, where Paul said in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I believe with all of my heart. It's the DNA of this church. It's what we founded, as far as I'm concerned, everything around here, on the fact that God can do anything. And God can do everything that you need that is in line with God's word. And if you'll notice that, some people said, I can do all things. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If you do it through Christ, that means that it's something that ought to be done or is biblical to be done, and that he's your strength in the midst of all of it. It's not just to select anything and dial a number and say, you know, I believe for this or I believe for that. But I believe that's a very ambitious title, Keys to Do All Things. Every one of us have challenging things in our life. I think we do. I know I do. And I believe you do too. You know, a real believer has some real challenges. Because no matter where we are, we want to climb higher. We want to see more. We want to give more. We want to pray more. I want to see more souls come to Jesus. I mean, you ought to shout it from the housetops. People get saved around here on Wednesday night. You better run around behind somebody and be a catcher when you tell them that, because that's practically non-existent. That people get saved in a church on Wednesday night. Is that a matter of pride, dear Lord? No. I mean, that's why we turn the lights on. We expect that. We believe for that. We sow for that. We give for that. We pray for that. But every one of us have things that we need to do, whatever you want to call it, breakthroughs, breakouts, whatever. But here in Philippians, the fourth chapter, Paul, really all the way through Philippians, you see Paul's heart. Paul had a real pastoral heart. And there are different levels of anointing But Paul had a real compassion. Sometimes I can't believe the lack of that in some phases of the ministry. To me, it's just part and parcel of the ministry. Paul had a real pastor's heart. Paul cared about people. He cared about what happened to people. And as he's coming to the end of his life and his ministry, he's saying, "You're my joy. You're my crown. You're the reason that God saved me. I've invested my life in you." And Paul is reaching out. And he says such endearing terms to people and expresses from his innermost being how much he loves them. And then Paul, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, is telling them how to be more than conquerors, to be overcomers. So as we look at some of these keys to do all things through Christ, first of all, there is praise. I don't believe we can effectively get on with what we need to do until we rediscover praise. And each one of these scriptures may not have the P word of P-R-A-I-S-E, but I'm hinging on verse 4. We've already sung it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And you thought he just got through saying it, but he thought you didn't get it. So he said, "And again, I say rejoice." Do you think it was by accident? No. He said rejoice, but then he said, "I want you to understand, we're to rejoice." We really are to praise God. Praise God in the morning, in the evening, when the sun goes down. The believer's life should be a life that celebrates the things that are right. We need to celebrate what's right in our life. We need to celebrate what's right in our friends and our church. You know, some people, all they can see is something that's not right. But, you know, we need to celebrate what's right. If you'll notice the way Paul approaches this, he said, "Therefore, my brethren," that's an endearing term, "dearly beloved." Paul said, "I love you." Longed for. He's in prison right now, so he can't be there, but he is longing for them. He said, "You're my joy." Now, I know Jesus is his first joy, but his second joy was the people that had been touched through his ministry. "You're my joy. In fact, you're my earth crown," if I could say it that way. You're my crown. And then he said, "So stand fast in the Lord." Stand fast. No matter what anyone else does, you stand fast. No matter what anyone else says, no matter what happens. Man, I mean, there's been tragedy from Colorado to Dallas to, you know, I mean, there's always something. But we must stand fast. We're not part of a crowd that's just moved by emotion. Amen. But he said, stand fast in the Lord. There's only one way you can stand fast. There's only one way I can really stand fast, and that's in the Lord, by God's help. Oh, Paul just keeps reminding us it's in him, through him, with him, by him, of him. Stand fast in the Lord. And again, then he says, "My dearly beloved." Does this sound like a pastor who doesn't care? It doesn't sound that way to me. "My brethren, dearly beloved, I love you. I'm not there, but I long for you. You're my joy. You're my crown. Stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Oh, my. And there were a couple of folks in the church having it out, and he said, "I beseech thee that they may be of the same mind in the Lord." See, they had some scraps back then, didn't they? Had some cat fights back then. And in this dearly beloved, he said, "By the way, there's two folks, help them get together, if there's any way to do it." I mean, you can't make that happen, but okay. "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me." That's another thing that I thought, Paul remembered the people that helped him. Paul remembered the people that stood with him. Paul remembered the people that encouraged him. Paul remembered, he said, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. Well, that's not what the message is, but it's hard to stay away from it. I'm just reading it and rejoicing. So keys to do all things through Christ. First of all, praise the Lord. PTL. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you ought to keep a praise tape in your car all the time. Some kind of a praise or a worship tape. Right in the middle of traffic and horns and, you know, all the things that are happening. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we need a little help to keep us on track, don't we? Rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord. You may not be able to rejoice in everything people may do, but you rejoice. All right, number one is praise. That's one, the first key. And that's in verse 4. In verse 6, you see in the second key that I'm calling your attention, and it's prayer. And again, even though you don't see prayers, be careful for nothing, but but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And I've said it so many times, I haven't said it in a while, if it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying about. I said if it's worth worrying about, it's worth praying about. So first of all, my keys in doing all things in this fourth chapter of Philippians, it's my choice to rejoice, praise. Number two, prayer. Don't be over anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. In verse 7, we find the third key that I would call. I want you to write this down because this is real. I'm not trying to be complicated with it. It seems like the Lord's had me on a simplicity kick here lately. But the word peace. And notice in verse 7, it said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. It passes all understanding. Your head cannot figure out the peace of God. It's a heart thing. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Out of peace, out of control. If Satan can steal your peace, he can steal your goods. Amen. Because when our peace is gone, we get all frustrated. That's like trying to drive on a flat tire. Out of peace, out of control. They say, whoa, wait a minute. You see, the peace of God is a covenant. It's a gift. It's something that God has given. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. God's the God of all comfort and all peace. And I believe if there's anything Satan's trying to attack in the kingdom of God today, he's trying to attack the peace of believers. And get your head on a runaway spree instead of the peace of God. The Word of God said, and I'm quoted again, and the peace of who? Of God. God's the origin of peace. And by the way, this is, you know, the Shalom teaching and the Irene teaching. I'd never heard it taught until God opened it up to me in about 1980, 81. And I've heard a lot of people doing that because it's very scriptural. But this is the New Testament word for shalom, irene, and the irene, God kind of peace, which passes all understanding. It does make a difference what he say, she say, they say, who say. The peace of God is a bypass. Well, he had heart surgery. How many bypasses did he have? We need to bypass all that junk. Hallelujah. And shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. There's an old song we used to sing. And I tell you, all those old songs weren't involved with unbelief. Some were, but many not. But it said, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, forever I pray in fathomless billows of love. See, in the midst of the storm, say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. This chaos is not of God. This fear is not of God. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And you know, it's hard to get a hold of the scriptures when you've lost your peace. It's hard to get a grip on the promises of God when your peace has just not in place, but it would keep your hearts. And you know, what are the two things that are snapping today? You know before I even say it. Hearts, minds. People's emotions. People live on the edge. Hearts. I've never heard of so much heart trouble. Of course, a lot of it's our diet. And we don't exercise as we should, and we're not as careful with our diets as we should be. Because I remember my folks, dear Lord, everything in our house was fried. It's the way everybody lived back then. But we don't live much of the same lifestyle they lived back then. And I'm not advocating that either. But hearts and minds. Peace. Peace. Oh, peace. You know, there's times I just close my eyes and said, peace. I speak the peace of God over my mind. I speak the peace of God. I'm not going to bow down to this lack of peace. Now, there's another word that I'm slipping in there that was not in this number of five, and that's in chapter 4, verse 8, purity. Purity. You know, I know what legalism is. You can't tell me anything about legalism. I saw my share of it growing up. But you know what? Things are so blasted loose today. You know, women don't realize it doesn't take much to set a man off. And it does make a difference how we dress. It does make a difference how we conduct ourselves. It does make a difference. Boy, sure got quiet in this Presbyterian church. We need to get back to some old-fashioned purity. Amen? Because the Word of God said, blessed are the pure in heart. Listen to the blessing. They shall see God. Now, whatever seeing God's all about, that's all good. However you interpret that, whatever spin you put on that, to see God is good. To see the devil is bad. You know one thing that was released up in Aurora the other day? There's a midnight releasing of satanic power. And I'm telling you, Church of the Lord, stay away from these stupid movies. I'm telling you. In your home or... I don't have to watch The Dark Knight. I see enough of that going on in everyday life. I mean... The Batman I used to know was a Sunday school picnic. Now everything's satanic. And the atmosphere is satanic. I mean, Satan is doing his best to suck us in to a mindset that brings out the worst. Amen. Oh boy, I didn't intend to go there, but I was in Colorado and all that, you know, all that was... And I really still don't know everything about it. I just know it was a very terrible thing. But, you know, purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh, God, whatever purity of heart is. You see, if your weakness is alcohol, don't hang around a bar. Don't hang around a magazine stand to witness. Wish I could roll my eyes like Brother Rodney. I mean, don't hang around satanic things. You say, preacher, get on with the power. This is a basis for the power and a lack of the power. There's many a man and a woman that was mightily used of God that failed in this area and lost the gifts and the giftings of God. There are those that repented and came back, but there's some that never got back. Purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Also, And you know, I've heard this. No one's going to tell me what to think. Oh, yes, they will. Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8. In that list of things, he said, whatsoever things are, he said, whatsoever things are pure. Now, I believe I'm correct in this statement. It's pretty hard to live in this world without having an impure thought. Boy, you're getting quiet on me tonight. But when you get one, take authority over that and say, no, that's not me. I don't live here anymore. That's the way it starts. One thought and another, stop it. That's what Greg Moore preached in one of our revival now. Stop it. And just say it out loud. No. No. Yeah, I had that thought, but it's not going to stay. Go in the name of Jesus. That's not me. That's not me. That's not where I live anymore. That stuff got me in trouble years ago. I'm not going there. Whatsoever things are pure, pure thoughts. Pure thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power through purity. Think pure. Live pure. And you'll have God's blessings on your life. I'm not saying you won't be tempted. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying when temptation comes, stop it. Stop it right there. He said, no. No. I'm a child of God. I'm washed in the blood. Wash me, cleanse me, Lord. I refuse to let that come back into my life. Amen. And God honors that. Now there's going to wind up being six. But the fifth P that I would call your attention to, I know it doesn't say power here, but it's the one that I used as the text verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Folks, this is it in a nutshell right here. I can, but it's not I. It's not me. I can do. Do what? I can do wrong or I can do right. I can do what needs to be done. I can do it. How can I do it? Through Christ. Not through me. Not because I'm great or strong or whatever, but through Christ. And how can you even do it through Christ? He is your strength. He is our strength. He gives us the strength to do the right thing. Until Samson just played with the anointing one time too many, the anointing would come back and he would do the impossible. But there came a moment when the anointing was abused. And you know the story of Samson. I can do all things. You know, you ought to just write this out and put it on the instrument panel of your car, put it on your closet. Put it in your wallet or your purse and just read it out loud. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me until it gets in your spirit. I really can. If it's right, if it's scriptural, if it doesn't violate scriptural principle, I can do it. I can do it. Hallelujah. I can do it. Praise God. I can do all things. Sometimes I lose sight of that. But not for long. Because I'm so far out in the ocean, I can't live without it. Miracles are not optional for me. I got to have them. This church has to have them. And I tell these young preachers that are so ambitious, remember the faith that it takes to get there is the faith that it takes to keep you there. Amen. Don't have much, you don't need much faith. You need enough to make it, but you know, when you're out there, you need faith. And the same faith that gets you there is the faith that will keep you there. I'm preaching better than you're shouting tonight, that's for sure. Power. That's power. The power that I can through Christ do all things. Oh, there's been times, even in the last few months, you know, for a brief moment, you lose sight of the fact, I can still do it. We can still see it. We can still believe that. We can still, and praise God. And then in the last few days, God brings miracles through again. This church is the product of many miracles. Hallelujah. It's amazing. If you haven't, you need to. You need to put your final tithe in your will, because that's blessed this church more times than one. Because your ungodly relatives are not going to believe like you believe. They're going to buy a new convertible, red, you know. They're going to spend it real quick. But you better put it in black and white what you want to happen to the church that has stood with you and prayed with you and believed God with you and been there when everything else cratered. Amen? I believe that. Joe and I believe that. Power to do all things. So whatever your name is, you have the power to do all things that are right, all things that are scriptural, all things that need to be done. It's interesting. A young person told one of our parents here recently, they'd opened a bank account of some kind. They said, you know, 10% goes to God, and I'm going to save 10%. And they had heard Pastor Nichols say that. My mother said that. She's a good money manager. She didn't have a lot of, but she didn't die broke either. But you know, you give 10% to God and save 10%, you won't die broke. Even if you give 10% to God and you spend everything else you got, then you're that's not real wise. Put some back. Dear Lord, am I that far out in the ocean tonight? Say it with me. I can. Do all things. Through Christ. Which strengtheneth me. Praise God. And the fourth, all of these happen to begin with P. Praise, prayer, peace, peace of God, power. But the fifth is provision. Philippians 4:19. But my God, not my union, not my political party, not my relatives, not my this, but my God. That feels so good, you know it's right. But my God shall. I remember John Davis preaching on the shalls of God. I want to have him come back someday and just preach on the shalls of God. He did a beautiful job on that. But my God shall supply all. Is that all? All. Can you say it? Not part. But all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, I know there's a lot of people preaching, you know, I don't believe in just being reckless with prosperity. And I hear some people say, boy, it's just going to happen to you any day. Well, you know, there's some smart things you do in your life to accelerate that. Yeah, there's windfalls, but if you don't have both feet on the ground, you'll lose a windfall. People that win the lottery, almost all of them wind up owing IRS and in a big fat mess because they didn't have both feet on the ground. They were so thrilled, they went out and bought, you know, a warehouse full of gadgets with it. But it said, but my God shall supply. Supply means it just keeps coming. All your need. According to his riches in glory. I was talking to a minister today. He had gone through a real trying financial time. And he said, you know, he said, I can talk about it now that it's over. But he said, I mean, for one of the first times in a long time, we faced a time we didn't know how we were coming through. We did not know how we were coming through. And it was getting to the point We don't need a miracle. We got to have a miracle. And a phone call came, and a person told them what they, you know, a ministry had them on their heart. And they said, well, why are you doing this? They said, God told us. God told us to do this. You know, God's capable. When you do your part, God's capable of doing his part. Amen? And I was talking up in Canada to Brother Seymour. He was telling me about a man in his church that had a special offering of some, I don't know what it was, but I mean, there was a special emphasis. And there was a man, he said, just pray with me. He owed Internal Revenue of Canada $30,000. Now, $30,000 is a few dollars, right? That's a few. And he gave, and now, that's got to be your faith. I'm not receiving an offering on that, but he gave. And he said, believe with me. And do you know, after Sunday, let's see, what is today? Today's Wednesday. That was last Sunday. And by the time next Sunday rolled around, Internal Revenue of Canada called and said, we've canceled that $30,000. You might as well rejoice, because when you get happy about somebody else, God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So I guess we'd have to say six keys to do all things through Christ. We choose to praise the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord always. We pray. We don't let Satan steal our peace, the peace of God. We hold to the power that I can do all things through Christ. And we remember, blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. And when the devil knocks at your door with impurity, chase him off through the name, the word, and the blood of Jesus. Amen. The sin's not in being tempted. The sin's in entertaining the sin. Let me say that one more time. The sin's in not being tempted. That's not the sin. The sin is in embracing the temptations come. But the provision, my God shall supply all your need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's worth coming to church for tonight. You say, you don't know what my need is. Probably just as well I don't. But God does. And no matter what that need is, I serve a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And I refuse to live any other way except I believe in miracles. And I believe in a contingent. I mean, I'm not just talking about living from one big bang to another, but I still believe in miracles. I still believe that when we need them, they'll be there. That when we've done our best, that God will do the rest. Oh, that's good. When we do our best, God will do the rest. He will. He will. And I want to encourage you, church. You know, I was thinking the other day, it's not hard to get people to respond. I mean, we're all believing. Someone said, man, your church is believing for everything. I said, yeah. Healing, we're coming for healing. If it's money, we're coming for finances. If it's breakthrough, we're going to come up and believe God for breakthrough. We're a believing church. We're believing for God's best, for things to be better. And if they're good, we want them to be better. If they're better, we want them to be the best. Why not? Why not? Praise God. For my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. I stood on the back porch where I talked to the Moors. Was it 2 weeks ago when that fire was raging? I stood on the back porch. I'd never seen their home up there. Oh, God's blessed them with a precious place. And so we went over after the dedication, took about 15 minutes to walk through it and just ooh, nod, and praise God. I saw the porch where they were looking 3 miles over the next ridge. Fire was coming to their house. And we don't understand. I'd never really understand. I know wood burns, but I mean, the kind of winds that were blowing, it was like a black, it was crazy. And those forest fires, they leap. They do strange things. And so you'd see trees that were green that were still there. You'd see trees that were burned that, They didn't burn to the ground, but they were burned. And then when that flame hits a house, it just explodes. It doesn't catch on fire. It explodes. I mean, the heat, the intense heat of that thing, there it is. And I stood on that porch. We were doing radio upstairs. You've heard the story, but I'm going to tell it again because it blesses my faith. And I said, I've got to call Greg Moore. I called him. I said, Brother Greg, how's it going in that situation up there? He said, Pastor, and I just talked to Andrew about 15 minutes before that. When Andrew Womack said, it's bad, Pastor Bob, it's bad. When Andrew says it's bad, you know it's bad. And he said, it's coming direct to our house. He said, we got both cars, got our whatever's valuable and whatever we can get away with. We got both cars ready to go. And really, I got busy. It was a Wednesday night, two Wednesday nights ago, I guess it was. And so after service, first thing, man, I said, oh, I got to call Brother Greg. And I called him. I said, how you doing, brother? He said, we're getting ready to go to bed. I said, where? Holiday Inn? Or no, he said, in our own bed. And I said, wait a minute. I talked to you this afternoon after radio. And I'm not the only one praying. I mean, a lot of people were praying. But I'll tell you, I felt one of the strongest spirits of intercession. I mean, it just, and he said, you know, right after prayer, he says, just like a giant fire extinguisher said, and the winds completely changed and started blowing it back. And they were able to get in with those big bulldozers and those big planes that have water were able to get in. And, you know, they were able, there's a condition they can't do anything about it. They have to wait until the winds, settle down a little bit. And I drove by the very place where it was headed for them. But I stood on the same porch that the house didn't burn. Oh, my. You're preaching ahead of me this morning. Oh, stand on the back porch of faith. Speak the word of God to that destructive fire. I'm all for Holy Ghost fire, but I'm not for destructive fire. Amen. And God turned that thing around. He's the God of turnaround. He's the God of breakthrough. He's the God of turn back. He's the God of the impossible. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, stand to your feet. Let's try and praise the Lord. My, lift both hands. Let's praise Him. Oh, God, we praise you. Let God hear your voice on Wednesday night. Let God hear your voice on Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.